Greetings in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This is Levi Stalsa sharing with you. This week I've been looking at the book of Daniel, and just there's so much in the book of Daniel, and I feel I can't even do justice to it. So I would encourage you all to maybe after this week or even now to read the book of Daniel. It's just it's a loaded book. When Christ talks about the end times, he talks about, read about these things, and it refers back to the, we can go back to the book of Daniel, and we can read about prophecy. We can read about a man that stood strong. We can read about friends that stood strong, and how Daniel was had an unwavering love for his God. Today I'd like to take a look at chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar's golden image. King Nebuchadnezzar had built a big image. I think it was about 90 feet high. We don't know if it was an image of him. Maybe it was an image of him sitting on like a pedestal or a chair. Maybe it was an image of what he thought his God was like. We don't know, but we do know that he build a very tall image, 90 foot high. Makes you wonder how they did it back in those days. No cranes. I guess they had some sophisticated equipment that would probably boggle our minds how they developed it. But anyway, King Nebuchadnezzar asked Babylon, the people of Babylon, to come out and to worship this idol. And this is one account that we read in Daniel, the one chapter that Daniel was not with these men. So what I want us to realize today out of this short meditation is that Daniel made a difference to those around him. Daniel impacted his friends. And I'd like to just encourage each one of us that we would impact those people around us. It's very clearly that these three men were close friends to Daniel. And I think most of y'all know the story, how the verse 5, that at when you time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And I just can't imagine, you know, we read of the early Anabaptists, we read of some of these movements where they were persecuted for their faith, but here they are. The music is played, and everybody bows out. I mean, it seems like they would just stick out like a sore thumb. Out hundreds, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people bowing down, and here's three men standing up. And I can't imagine. I mean, here come the guards, come down through the line, and get these men. They take them to the king, and king says, what's going on? Why are you not bowing to my idols? And then the king says, well, I'll give you another chance. And the man said, king, it's not worth it. We are not going to bow. And the king got very angry, and we know the story, threw them into the furnace. The men that threw them into the furnace, they died because of the intense heat. But the interesting thing is how the king looked at it, into the furnace, and said, wait a minute, didn't we just put three men in there? There's four men in there, then one looks like the Son of Man. I do believe it was Christ, or it was an angel, or it was something that Nebuchadnezzar immediately recognized it as a divine, a divine being. But what I want us to get out of this short account is that we can make a difference to the people around us. We can encourage people to get into the Word, or we can discourage people to get in the Word. So many people that call themselves Christians, they're basically a this sounds harsh, but they're almost a stench to the nostrils of God, because they call themselves Christians and their lifestyle just turns other people off, because they want nothing to do with them. But we can, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can encourage people to a deeper walk with God. And I do believe Daniel encouraged his friends to a deeper walk with God. I believe he challenged them, and I believe he was also an example. Sometimes I think we don't realize, especially as parents, that being that example to our children, that speaks a lot louder than having a message or sitting down with our children and talking to them. Sometimes just by leading by example is all they need. And I do believe Daniel did that. So Lord bless you as you consider that thought.